Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We'll get to the quarterback Deadpool with the commissioner in just a moment here. Got my my shipment of Hall of Fame beef. I don't know why I said that weird. So we got a picanha.
Yeah. Didn't you order like multiple picanha?
I got one picanha, and we might be getting a couple for Friendsgiving this year.
Did Joe throw in some extras as like a hey?
Nope. Well, because remember, he brought us out the apple cheddar cinnamon, the sticks that we got that I ended up ordering.
I know, but like so, Ken did get like ground beef, some you know, as Ken calls them, Wagyu.
I mean, I think he and Ken go back for a while there. So, you know, Joe and I are buddies, but, you know, I don't get jealous about that kind of stuff.
Well, not jealous. I just didn't know if he threw a little bit extra into the order. Although Joe probably doesn't do anything with the packaging and the ordering, I would imagine, right?
No, he did see it, though, and he thanked me, which I like. But the truth is, we're going to test out how much my wife and children like picanha. Because if they do, like my buddy Jeremy's so good at making brisket.
Yeah.
It's a little daunting to make a brisket for Friendsgiving. Because I'm like, if it's even 90%. Of his brisket, I'll know it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas picanha, really nobody but the cabin boys and Jeremy's wife, Becky, has had it. So my kids haven't had it. Dan's kids haven't had it. So I would. It's less chance that they're going to be like, Nick's food.
I just think it's fun to present it as like, if this is Joe Thomas's beef. You know, like
oh, that is definitely how we're doing.
That's what I think is cool about it. I think that's why it always sells out right away, is because I think people like that as well. Like, yeah, you're eating Joe Thomas's beef.
I'm definitely getting in trouble for me. Like, how does Joe Thomas's meat taste, everybody?
Is his end goal to turn into, like, when I lived in Texas, at every supermarket was Nolan Ryan's premium grade UDSA certified beef. Like, that's what it was. Like, everything was Nolan Ryan with his face on it. Older Nolan Ryan, too, by the way. Never went for, like, him in a baseball uniform looking young. It was always
that's a
like
power move.
It was like current day Nolan Ryan, but all the beef you bought there was all Nolan Ryan beef. Could you imagine a world where every beef we buy just has Joe Thomas's mug on it? Because we're getting there.
I think we're getting there, and I think I can imagine that world. Now, that being said, it is time for the weekly update on the quarterback Deadpool. So we welcome in our commissioner, Jake Murren. Commissioner, welcome back.
Thanks, guys, and I welcome you into Week 9 of the Afternoon Drive Quarterback Deadpool. Just a quick update on teams here. Nick, your latest addition, Jaden Maiava, had a 300-yard game with two touchdowns and two picks in a losing effort to Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Nussmeier, decent game, but a loss to Vanderbilt for LSU. John Mateer got back in the win column last week, but Carson Beck, just a disastrous outing last week against Louisville where he had four picks.
Carson is Beck.
For Jonathan Peterlin, you have Cade Klubnik, who had a bye week. Arch Manning led Texas to an overtime win over Kentucky. You have Sam Levitt, who did return from injury, and with Arizona State upsetting, I believe, 7th-ranked Texas Tech last week. And Dante Moore, who just continues to impress. How are you feeling about your team there, JP?
Truthfully, I'm upset with Klubnik. And Arch Manning continues to be a massive disappointment. Yes, they got that win. Great. Congratulations. Happy for you, Texas. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, I think it was Manning, what, 13 to 10 overtime win.
Like 40% of his passes. The kid can't play. And you know what? Yes, it's my fault for drafting him. Obviously, I'll pat the chest there. But like the collective college football world and the collective draft community needs to explain to me how they had their pants down when it came to Arch Manning in such a serious way. Like I need some well, I need some
don't
better.
You have to explain why you had your pants down for Arch Manning.
I took him
Manning?
In the second round. It was a flyer pick. It
there
was what
value
it was.
There
was
value.
It was a value
well,
pick.
But you're charging everybody else with okay. Why were your pants down? Don't you have to kind of leave
well,
with yours?
Well, I think I did that in the first part of that in owning my drafting of him. Like that is the
I mean,
acceptance.
You said
of,
I drafted him, so that's my bad. But
listen,
why just come to the hype?
It's not my livelihood. I'm not betting on the line here to go ahead and make sure that Arch Manning is perceived to be as great as he was.
It's quarterback Deadpool. People take
this
very
livelihood
seriously
to do this, and they've absolutely. I mean, Arch Manning looks unplayable.
So it's really interesting.
Like, bar none, he looks unplayable.
So it's really interesting about that, Jonathan. You have the top waiver wire now because Nick made a change to his team last week. So if you'd like to drop Arch Manning, you can do so right now.
Yeah, here's the problem with that is that we're in such a bad spot with all the good quarterbacks have been taken. I was off when I wanted to take Ty Simpson. I was off because I was gone because I had a child, and I blame this child. I love this child. Well, I kind of like this child. We're going to grow into the love portion with this child.
Yeah.
For Charlotte, it took me like 6 months before I really wrap my arms around the child. And so, really, if anything, I mean, the child is to blame for why I'm not thriving in this quarterback.
You're not
Deadpool.
Even giving her name now on air. You're just saying the child.
Well, you guys make jokes about her name, so I don't want to do that.
No,
that's not fair to her.
No,
don't lump me in with Ned.
That's not fair. That's not fair to her.
Jokes about it. And by the way, Elisa's family member made a way worse joke than we did.
Yeah, it's not fair what you guys do to my child's name. So the point is that no, I'm not going to do it for Brendan Sorsby. Like, no, I'm not. I'm not. Okay. I'm going to ride the Arch Manning train for right now. But the man's unplayable. Unplayable. Right.
Well, that leads me to Mac's team. Mac, you have Lenore Sellers and South Carolina losing 4 of their last 5 games. So not great there. Fernando Mendoza, his stock could not be higher right now. Aiden Childs, who I think remains to be like the worst quarterback in this entire Deadpool. And then you do have Ty Simpson, who has strung together 4 straight wins over ranked opponents at Alabama. Also has an 18-1 touchdown to interception ratio. But Mac, a source tells me you're looking to make a change.
I am indeed. I will be dropping Aiden Childs. I was a year too early. So next year, quarterback Deadpool will be going to be looking for him. But
I've heard you have problems with prematurity, but that's okay.
Okay.
Happens to a lot of quarterback Deadpool players.
Are you back on the clownitude?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, God. No. But I am going to be picking up Duke quarterback Darian Mensa this week for Aiden Childs.
Look at that.
ACC in passing yards and completions and touchdowns.
Right, so one of those stat queens, huh? The stat size queen, right?
I mean, clearly your team is the exact opposite of that, so that makes sense.
No, I believe Jets JP's team you're talking about. Carson Beck's still going to be drafted. Who are my other quarterbacks? Garrett Nussmeier will still be drafted.
Oh, I'd still take my team over your team right now.
Okay.
I got Dante Moore.
Yeah, but you've got
the second quarterback off the board.
Yeah, he's not coming out this year, which is going to make this even funnier.
He is going to come out this year. He's going to be a top five pick. He's going to come out this year.
Mac's got two quarterbacks, and
he's
acting.
You got Drew Aller, who's dead.
No, I don't have Drew Aller. He's gone.
Oh, you dropped him? Good, because he's dead.
Did that also happen when the child that you won't say his name
on there? Who'd you drop
him for? Jaden Maiava.
Oh, that's right. The USC quarterback. Yeah. That's right. Okay.
It's a solid mid-round quarterback. Garrett Nussmeier is going to be a second-round pick at worst. Carson Beck will be probably a day two pick, but probably a third rounder.
Nussmeier is your great hope.
No. Who's my?
And he's the sixth best quarterback in the class.
Nussmeier. Nussmeier. Yeah, but like you. Nussmeier, Beck. Mateer. Mateer's
Beck is basically dead. Mateer's basically dead. Well, your team is cooked.
Beck is no, it's not.
Pete Futak loves some Carson Beck.
He likes some Carson Beck.
Yeah, Carson Beck with the four picks against Louisville. Really, yeah. He's top-notch
quarterback
there.
Mr. Recency bias.
Look at the big brain on Mac. He's going to be
drinking like that.
He can remember one stat. Well done, Mac.
Twice as many in one game than Mensa has the entire season. Okay.
Yeah, and he also plays at Duke.
Right, Carson Beck is PFF ranked 134 right now, currently, and quarterback number 12 on the board according to PFF. And that's your great hope.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
That is a tough one.
When he's a top 100 pick.
Sam Levitt, who obviously I have on my team, is rated higher than any quarterback you have in the quarterback Deadpool.
Mm.
So, like, I don't know what we're talking about.
And just a reminder, too, we can make trades in this Deadpool. I know it's kind of tough with only four QB teams here, but there are options where you can package maybe two of your quarterbacks to get that one higher upside guy if you want to.
Anybody?
Just something
anybody?
To think about.
I'm good.
Well,
yeah, Mac's going to hang steady.
I think Nick
no
would
one
be
wants
the
any
one
part of Nick's team right now, and my team's like a hodgepodge.
I think JP's doing what I think it's transference or projecting, one of those two things, where your team's so crappy, you're just projecting that onto me, so you feel better about yourself. It's okay.
My team has been unfairly critiqued, because I go hard in the quarterback Deadpools on people like Arch Manning, and I do that, and that's fine. He deserves to have all sorts of critiques lobbed his way. But Dante Moore is the second best quarterback in this draft as of right now. And Sam Levitt's the fifth best. Yes, he is. And he's not going to be projected number two or number three or even in the top five overall and go back to Oregon. It's not going to happen. And then Levitt is the fifth best quarterback projected right now. So, like, if we're doing a points valuation system, we're golden, Pony Boy.
Commissioner, we appreciate you.
Thanks, guys.
Myles Garrett, the Browns defense, and chasing championship caliber in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.